It's good to see you all here this morning. It's a great privilege to be with you all. I'm very delighted that Philip asked me to testify to you this morning. And I just want to say again, I'm deeply honoured that you all are keeping me in prayer and supporting me. It to me is a great value because home there are no biblical churches, and my parents and my grandparents, they worship at home. So to have a church where there's fellowship and people who are praying and supporting for me personally is quite an overwhelming thing. But I was blessed with godly parents, and they raised me with the Word of God. They taught me the Word of God every day. So it was a great privilege to grow up in that home. I have many fond memories. My father was a man who was never afraid to show us of our sin and show us the Word of God. So I had that upbringing. But about the age of 5 and 6, I made a confession of Christ. But when I look back upon my life from that moment, I don't believe I was truly converted, because my attendance of church was because my parents went. And so you go with your parents and you go to church and you go to the prayer meetings and you do the thing. But for me, in my heart, I never really had a genuine love for God. And I remember as a young man sitting in prayer meetings, utterly bored, and it's just the worst place in the whole world to be for me. I remember that feeling. But in the late year of 2011 and early year of 2012, a group of street preachers came to Victor Harbour, and Forbes Morrison was among one of those men, and they began to preach in the town of Victor Harbour. And I'd never seen a street preacher in all my life. I didn't know that there was even such a thing as a street preacher. And it was a tremendous shock for me to see these men going out on the street preaching the gospel. And I was heavily convicted by this. And they came to our local church and Forbes preached there. And he invited us after the sermon to come down to the street and minister. And of course there was the presumption that I was a converted person. So they said, come down to the open air. And I remember standing there on the street feeling totally embarrassed and ashamed of Christ to be there. And I realised when I was standing there hearing them preaching the gospel that I wasn't converted. I didn't have a testimony to share. I couldn't share the gospel because I didn't know the gospel and I wasn't converted. And in God's providence, they left Victor and they didn't come back for 3 months. And during those 3 months, I wrestled with the Lord and was under heavy conviction because I realized I didn't have a testimony. I couldn't share Christ because I didn't know Christ. And there were many nights during that time when I was in tears and just crying out to the Lord because I just felt that I wasn't ready to meet him. I wasn't converted. And I don't really have a particular night or a particular day when I was converted, but the Lord was dealing with me during that period. And I really realised when I was converted was they came back again after the 3 months, and of course they asked me to come along. And this time I was ready. And when we went out on the streets, I just felt this tremendous joy flood me as I was standing there, and I realised that the Lord had saved me. And as I was sharing with people, I realised I actually knew Christ, I knew the gospel, the Lord had saved me. And so really from that branched my love for the Lord and my love for souls. And so as the years went on, we continued the street preaching evangelism, and it was from there that branched my call. Because late 2012, one night, Forbes sat me down and he showed me the early history video of the Free Presbyterian Church. Now, I never knew anything about Free Presbyterianism at all, never heard of it. It was only 2 years ago that I first found out about them. But I was overwhelmed as I watched this video of the tremendous church growth and the way that the Lord had moved in Northern Ireland and brought revival. And over the next probably 6 months, the Lord began to deal with me about full-time ministry. And I just want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 10, because this really is the verses that summarise my call. Romans chapter 10. It says there in verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And in that verse there, in a nutshell, we have the gospel. That whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that really there is my testimony. During that period of 3 months, I remember calling out upon the Lord, asking him to forgive me of my sin. And the Lord heard that call and he did answer it. But then it goes on and it says in verse 14, "How then shall they call on him in which they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" And that there really summarizes me. I heard because those men came and they preached. They preached the gospel. But then it says there, "And how shall they preach except they be sent?" And so the Lord really, those verses really summarize my call, because there was a compulsion in my life after that. But I realized how the Lord had used the preaching on the streets in my life, and I felt that compulsion to do it. The same as the apostles when they were before the Sanhedrin, and they commanded them, "Don't preach in the name of the Lord." And they said, "How can we not share of those things which we have seen and heard?" And for me, I had that compulsion in my life where I felt the Lord work in my life and Christ had saved me, and I wanted to share it with others. But those verses there, "How shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" And when I looked at Australia and I think of this country and I think of the thousands of people out there, how shall they hear unless there be a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And the Lord really laid upon my heart the burden to go and preach to my fellow countrymen, to preach to see men and women saved. But it was that video, early history video of the Free Presbyterian Church, which really laid a burden on my heart to become involved. And in that video, there is the segment of the college. And I never knew anything about that college, but there it was. And it etched into my brain, and I kept thinking about that college. And I thought, one day I want to go there. And now that dream is very close. Depending on when the visa comes through. So please keep that in your prayers. But I have a great burden for this country. There's many people out there who do not know Christ, and there's such a need for biblical churches. And I think it's a privilege for all of us to realise at home right now this morning, my family are gathering together, and there's just my parents and my two brothers and their grandparents. And that's how they worship, because there's no biblical churches there at all. And when I think about that, my heart is very burdened. And I know there's other people in Australia who are seeking a biblical church, but there just isn't one. And so there's a tremendous need in our country for men called of God to go and preach. There's a tremendous need for biblical churches to be planted and for a testimony of the Lord in this country. And so that's what I want. I feel the burden of the Lord to come back here to Australia and to work for the Lord and see him work in this country, that there might be biblical churches and good preaching, and see, above all, men converted to Christ, because that's what we want to see. So thank you for this time, and I appreciate your support again.